The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. You're listening to More Than 90, the podcast for fans who live and breathe football. I'm your host, DJ Jogo Bonito. Now, imagine it's Saturday, June 13th, 2026. The air is buzzing with excitement, and the sky is a bright blue over Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. The crowd is already gathering for a thrilling group stage showdown between two world football giants like Colombia and Belgium. And it's only 10 a.m., outside the stadium, tailgaters are in full force, grilling, chanting, and waving flags from every corner of the globe. The smell of the barbecue mixes and a breeze rolling down from the hills, adding to the vibrant, festive atmosphere. Inside, fans are flooding into the stands, draped in their country's colors, while kids and adults alike are snapping photos, capturing every moment. The pitch is pristine, freshly cut and lined, ready for the world's best players to leave it all out there. The pregame music booms through the stadium as the players begin to take the field for warmups, and the roars of excitement make Levi's feel like it could shake. The stage is set for an unforgettable match. It's not just a game. It's the World Cup in the heart of California. The cup of life. The festival of football. The quest for the golden trophy. The greatest show on earth. The world's biggest stage, the FIFA World Cup, the 23rd FIFA World Cup. This event takes place every 4 years. The Super Bowl only bringing in 115 million viewers. The FIFA World Cup. 5 billion people tune in to watch. Most watched and the biggest sporting event on the planet. The FIFA World Cup, where Lionel Messi, the current champion Argentina with only 3 titles, the most successful champion Brazil with 5, where with Pele, Neymar, Ronaldinho. This tournament has taken place since 1930. Never has this tournament had 3 host nations, as it's planned to do so in 2026. Canada, United States, and Mexico. Now, if I could rank these 3 national teams and which one will perform at the World Cup, we'll go further. We'll have a better World Cup. USA, Mexico, or Canada. I'd rank Canada 3, USA 2, and Mexico 1. I think Mexico's just going to be able to figure it out with an experienced coach that knows the nation, like Javier Aguirre. I think Poch will definitely help the United States. It'll be close. Right behind Mexico, though. And Canada, as good as they've been in the past few years, most recently been successful, I would say. They're still going to end up in third, but I do think Mexico, USA make it out of the group stage and Canada does not. There is also a new format in this World Cup with having 16 more teams than before. Previously, they've only had 32 teams in a World Cup. Now, from 2026 and onwards, they will have 48. I think this will drop the quality in games we see at the World Cup. The jump from 32 to 48. According to the FIFA rankings, Argentina sits top as number one. France, number two. Spain, three. England, four. Brazil, five. At the moment, 32 Hungary, 33 Ivory Coast, 34 Russia, 35 Serbia. Romania, 45. 46 Republic of Czech, 47 Norway, 48 Greece. I mean, if you ask me, the quality will drop significantly. I'd love to watch a game in Mexico, and of course I'm saving money. El Estadio Azteca, the historic Estadio Azteca, who has hosted the 1970 and 1986 World Cup Final. As a Mexico national team supporter, as a fan of El Tricolor, Mexico has no chance. I wouldn't bet on them. Somebody I would bet on, some nation I would bet on, would be Spain, the most recent 2024 Euro champion. Argentina, 2024 Copa America champion. I think those are the two. Do I think Portugal, Cristiano Ronaldo, can make it to the World Cup final? I think their team is good. I do. I think their team is good. I mean, with a new coach like Roberto Martinez, do I think Roberto Martinez is the perfect manager? I do. I do think so. But can they make it to the World Cup final? Can they play in that game? Would the World Cup final help Cristiano Ronaldo's argument in the GOAT debate? It could, but he has to win it. And he has to be a main man, leading them, leading that team, leading that nation. So players, I do think this would be their last World Cup. Legends like Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, Luka Modric, Neymar, as a Mexico fan, I'd love nothing less than Chicharito to play in his last World Cup in Mexico. Help their team, help El Tricolor finally make it to that legendary fifth game that everybody's been praying for, been dreaming of, the legendary quinto partido that all Mexico fans have been hoping to see, at least me, in my time ever watching La Selección Mexicana. Of course, players like Mbappe and Bellingham, Pedri, Musiala will all be entering their prime years as soccer players. Maybe we'll finally see Erling Haaland and Norway finally make the cut, as they've struggled to in the past. But they have a good team. Who are my dark horses? Like in the previous World Cup, Morocco was amazing. Any nation that I think could surprise? I'd love to see Mexico surprise, but I wouldn't bet on them. Could USA surprise? under Mauricio Pochettino, new manager, Argentine manager, who has had experience in Europe under Tottenham, PSG, Chelsea. So I do think, since soccer in Europe is way more advanced and years ahead of the United States, I do think he can bring something to the table and help the United States. El Vasco Aguirre, do I think El Vasco Aguirre can help Mexico? Of course. El Vasco Aguirre with World Cup experience, European experience. And let's not forget, he is also Mexican. He knows the Mexican national team. He's been the Mexican national team coach back in 2001, back in 2009, and now again in 2024, his third stint with the Mexican national team. He's also coached many teams in the Liga MX. He's coached other nations like Japan and Egypt. Well, is the United States ready to host the World Cup, considering scenes that had happened in Miami for the Copa America final, where people were just entering the stadium through jumping the gates and fences, sneaking in through air vents. The crowd control and security was horrendous, to say the least. So many people, so many fans that bought tickets to that game couldn't get in. Absolutely nuts. Some would say that the United States is not ready. Hot take. Uruguay, who I think will not secure a spot in the qualification for the 2026 World Cup. It's my prediction. No 2026 World Cup. Qualification process will be too tough in CONMEBOL. It's one of the most difficult. My predictions for who will not, who will be unsuccessful in the World Cup. Colombia. James Rodriguez. I know Brazil is struggling at the moment, but they're going to figure it out. They always do. That nation is just built on history of champions. Now, what's the dream scenario that everybody would love to see in the World Cup final of 2026? Portugal versus Argentina. Argentina defending champs of the World Cup 2022 champion. Lionel Messi versus Cristiano Ronaldo. That'd be a dream to watch. World Cup final 2026. Speechless. No words can describe what kind of dreamlike scenario that would be. Now imagine if Cristiano Ronaldo becomes man of the match for that World Cup final and wins the World Cup. Fans would go crazy. A dream. Well, what do you think? Thanks for listening. And thank you for listening to More Than 90 by DJ Jogo Bonito.